Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 7. And we are back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese for you. How is it going? 你好吗? Can we say 你好吗 to our listeners?
Yeah.
你好吗? So you're hopefully answering that question as you're listening to this recording. The other thing that we need to tell you is please don't forget to head to Facebook, where we've got a very active community developing of people who are learning Chinese, just like me. And there we've got lots of opportunities to practice our Chinese. And also, just while we're talking about things like this, we would be absolutely delighted if you would spend 2 minutes giving us a review in iTunes. That really helps other people find out more about Coffee Break Chinese. So just in iTunes, click on the number of stars that you'd like to give Coffee Break Chinese and let us know what you think of the show. So, Crystal, 你好吗?
我很好,你好吗?
我也很好. I also am very well today. Now, Crystal, what are we going to be doing in this lesson of Coffee Break Chinese?
今天, today.
Yeah.
We are going to review the numbers.
Okay.
And then we're going to introduce a topic.
Okay.
Getting around the tongue.
Very important topic. How do we say very important?
很,
yeah.
重要.
So, 很重要.
对.
Very important. Okay. 准备好了吗?
好了,开始吧。
Last time we learned the numbers from 0 to 99. Perhaps we should add in 100 today.
Okay.
But let's quickly go through the numbers from 0 to 10.
Okay.
So we'll do them in groups of maybe 3 or 4.
Okay, from 0.
Yeah.
零, 一, 二, 三.
零, 一, 二, 三.
四, 五, 六, 七.
四, 五, 六, 七.
八九十.
Okay, so numbers 1 or 0 to 10. Now, one of the things we mentioned in our bonus episode, you'll know that we have a bonus episode and you can access that at coffeebreakchinese.com. But the bonus episode also introduced the concept of plus and minus and equals so that we can do some sums and calculations to practice our numbers. So let's just run through these. Plus is?
加.
加. So we could say 3 plus 2.
三加二.
And then we would need to know the word for equals.
等于.
等于. So we would say 三加二等于. And let's see what they would equal. They would equal 五.
对,很好.
So 3 plus 2 equals 5. And we also learned minus.
减.
减. So that must be a third tone there.
对.
减. So let's try another sum here. Could we try 10 minus 3?
十减三.
十减三. And then I'll see if I can answer this. Can we use 等于 again? So 十减三等于几.
非常好,七.
Let's do two more. Another plus and another minus. What about 2 plus 4 equals 6?
二加四等于六. 对.
Okay, and let's complicate things a little. 4 plus 5 minus 6 equals 3.
四加五减六等于三.
Leaving some space for our listeners to repeat. Can you say that one more time, please, Crystal?
四加五减六等于三.
So that would be 四加五减六等于三.
Wow, Mark, 你的中文非常好.
I'm trying to work out if I know what this means. You mentioned 中文, which is Chinese, and you said 非常好, so my Chinese
very
is
good.
Very good.
Excellent.
So 你的, is that like saying yours? Mm-hmm. Okay, so 你的中, what's the tone?
文,
中文, mm-hmm. 中文, 非常好. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I said to you, 你的英文非常好, mm-hmm. I would be saying your English is very good.
哪里哪里?
What's that?
哪里哪里 is a Chinese way to say, not really, you're flattering me.
Okay, so let's hear it again.
哪里哪里?
哪里哪里?
Uh-huh.
Okay, excellent. Another area where numbers come in very useful is when, of course, we're talking about prices and asking the price of something if we're shopping or if we're paying for something, a bill in a restaurant or something like that. So how would we ask the question, how much mm-hmm. is it?
Mm-hmm. 多少钱?
多少钱?
Uh-huh, 很好.
Okay, let's imagine I'm in a souvenir shop and I'm buying, I don't know, a postcard. If I wanted to know how much the postcard mm-hmm. was, I can lift it up and point mm-hmm. to it and say 多少钱?
对.
What? How would that be answered? In what way would you say it's whatever price it is?
六块. So for example, 6 RMB.
Okay, so you need to explain to us a little about RMB.
Okay, RMB is the currency of Chinese currency, right? Mm-hmm. And the measure number of RMB is kuai.
Okay.
It's like pounds in sterling.
Okay, so is this what we would refer to in English as mm-hmm. yuan?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so RMB stands for?
人民币.
What does that mean?
People's money.
Okay, 人, which is something we've heard many times now.
Yeah.
So,
人民, people.
人民币
means B. currency.
人民币, so RMB, but that is what we would refer to as yuan in
yes, so in speaking yuan English. Is actually equals to kuai.
Okay, so the kuai is the measure word.
Mm.
So you said liu kuai.
Could say liu yuan.
Liu yuan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so liu is 6 mm-hmm. and kuai is the measurement mm-hmm. of the RMB. Mm-hmm. So it's 6 RMB.
That's right.
Okay, so if I'm shopping and I want my postcard and I say 多少钱?
六块.
So it's 6 RMB or 6 yuan.
对.
Okay, now sometimes you might hear a more complex number, and I think always a useful phrase to know is, can you write it down, please? Mm-hmm. Could you teach us how to say, can you write that down?
请写下来.
Okay, is the 请 the same as in 请问?
对.
So is that kind of like the polite part?
Yes.
So 请, and then the next part?
写. To write.
To write, so please write.
下来. Down.
Down, okay. 请写下来.
对.
请写下来.
很好.
Okay, I want you to imagine the situation that we are in... Xi'an, and we are going to see the Terracotta Warriors, the army.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're in the souvenir shop, because I'm sure there is a souvenir shop beside this where you can buy figures of the Terracotta Army. Yeah, okay. So I am going to imagine the situation that I need to know the price of one of these figures.
Mm.
Okay, and I am going to see if I know enough Chinese now to ask you the price of mm-hmm. one of these, if you can take on the role of the person in the shop.
How?
How? Okay. So here goes. 你好, 请问, 多少钱?
63块.
Okay, I need you to write this down. So I'm going to say, 请, oh, 请写下来.
Uh-huh. 好的, 63块.
63块, 很好, 谢谢.
很好.
Okay, so I know now how much this Terracotta Warrior figure is. Let's try it one more time. I'll see if I can get my tones correct this time.
Uh-huh.
你好, 请问多少钱?
63块.
请写下来.
好的, 63块。
63块。很好，谢谢。
好。
So, did our listeners work out how much the terracotta warrior was? It was 63块。
63 RMB.
Okay. Is that a good price?
Depends on the quality.
Okay, we'll leave things there for the moment. Coming up after the break, we've got a brand new topic, and that is all about getting around the town.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, Crystal, we're moving on to a new topic, and that is getting around the town. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're in China, or indeed any other Chinese-speaking place in the world, and you wanted to stop someone and ask them a question, if you need to ask where something is, how would you get their attention?
You say, wei.
Wei.
As in, excuse me.
Okay.
And then you say, hello, ni hao.
Okay, so let's try this. Wei, ni hao.
Wei.
So wei is sort of attracting their attention, calling them over or something like that. And then you have to say, ni hao, how are you? Would you then follow that with the famous...
请问,
may I ask you? Okay, so wei, ni hao, 请问. And then you're going on to ask a question. I've got a question about a word or a phrase that I've come across before. And it was something like, 对不起.
对不起.
So is that phrase similar to wei?
Yeah.
In what way?
Wei is less formal.
Okay.
对不起 is more formal. For example, someone is busy doing something, you're going to interrupt something, you try to catch their attention, you say 对不起.
Okay.
Then you say 请问.
Okay, so that is almost you're sorry to interrupt.
That's right.
And if for example, you bumped into someone in the street,
again, 对不起.
对不起. So let's learn that phrase first of all before we move on. So let's hear it.
对不起.
对不起. Can you help us with our tones here?
对, first tone. 不, first tone. 起.
对不起.
对.
Third tone on the last one.
对.
对不起.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sorry, that kind of idea. 对. But if you're just interrupting or just trying to attract someone's attention in the street.
喂.
喂. Uh-huh. We'll do. Okay. So... then we need to ask, where is? Let's first of all think about what we're asking. Where is, I don't know, the train station?
Okay. 火车站.
Okay, so that's the train station on its own, yeah? Let's hear it again.
火车站.
火车站.
对.
火车站.
So 火车, train, 站, station.
Okay, 火车站. Mm-hmm. So could we use 站 in other words too? For example, like a bus station.
Yeah, bus, 汽车.
Okay.
汽车站, bus stop, bus station.
Okay, let's hear it again.
汽车站.
Okay, so we have 汽车站 for the bus stop or the bus mm-hmm. station, both, mm-hmm. both
yeah,
work, yeah?
Same.
And then the train was 火车站.
对.
火车站. So my question to you, mm-hmm. as I say, wait, mm-hmm. in the street, I want to ask, where is the mm-hmm. train station?
Mm-hmm. 喂,你好,请问
okay.
火车站在哪儿?
Okay, we'll take out the excuse me, hello, may I ask? Mm-hmm. And let's just focus on the where is the train station?
Okay. 火车站在哪儿?
So you're saying station first.
Uh-huh.
And then 在哪儿?
对。在哪儿? Mm-hmm.
Now that 在 we've heard before, haven't we?
对。At.
At. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 哪儿, I'm guessing is
where.
We've heard 哪儿. In a question,
yeah,
哪儿从,
从哪儿来, where do you come from?
Okay, so how's that question?
你从哪儿来?
So using that 哪儿 again, we can use train station at where?
Mm-hmm.
我车站在哪儿?
对,很好.
我车站在哪儿?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to try and ask where the bus station is
okay.
or the bus stop. I'll do the whole thing.
Okay.
喂,你好,请问,汽车站在哪儿?
非常好.
Now, of course, it's always the same. You ask a question like this, you get the question out there, and then you get a barrage of Chinese back because people will think you've understood exactly what's going on. So we've got, where's the train station? Where's the bus station? Let's leave it for now with the places. We'll do a few more places before we finish. But what kind of thing might you get in return if you ask where is the train station or where is the bus station? I do think that right now we shouldn't bother going into take the third street on the left, climb the wall, go over the bridge and walk through the fields and so on. Let's imagine we've got a map.
Mm.
And we're asking someone, where is the train station on the map?
Mm.
So what might you hear in return?
I could say, 火车站在这儿, train station is here.
Let's hear the word for here.
这儿.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 火车站在这儿.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here, the train station is here. And if I were saying the bus station is here, I could say 汽车站在这儿. So can I ask you, where
uh-huh.
is the train station? 火车站在哪儿?
火车站在这儿.
Okay, so the train station is here.
Mm-hmm.
汽车站在哪儿?
汽车站在那儿.
What does that mean? 汽车站在那儿?
那 means there.
Okay, but is that not the same as the word for where?
Yes, it's actually quite confusing. Where is 那儿, third tone.
那儿.
对. And 那儿, there is fourth tone.
Okay, so the word for there is 那儿.
Fourth tone.
As opposed to 那儿.
Third
tone. Wow. Okay, so we've got here,
mm-hmm.
which was?
这儿.
There?
那儿.
And where?
那儿.
Okay, so let's put this into a whole conversation,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm going to stop you in the street. I'm going to say hello, and I'm going to ask you, is it okay if I ask you a question? And then I'll ask you where the train station is, and I've got my map,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell me where it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
喂,你好,请问,火车站在哪儿?
你好,火车站在这儿.
Okay, 谢谢, 汽车站在哪儿?
汽车站在那儿?
好的,谢谢。不用谢。 What does that mean?
You're welcome.
Oh, right. Okay, let's hear it again.
不用谢。不用谢。 Literally, 不 means not. Uh-huh. 用, need. 谢, no need to thank.
Okay, 不用谢。对。不用谢。 Okay, let's try the same conversation again. This time, I'm going to be the person with all the knowledge, and you're going to be stopping me in the street. Okay, go for it.
对不起,你好,请问火车站在哪儿?
你好,你好吗?
我很好,谢谢。
Okay, 火车站在这儿。
谢谢,请问汽车站在哪儿?
汽车站不在这儿,汽车站在那儿。非常好。
So you're telling me the bus stop is not here, but it's there.
Yeah,
well
that's
done.
What I was trying to do anyway.
非常好,非常好。
Okay, so that was just using 不, and so I said 不在这儿。 It's not here.
对.
Okay, so it's not here, it's there.
不在这儿,在那儿。非常好。
Okay, let's just learn, let's say, three more words for places in the town so that we've got something that we can use when it comes to working with this over the course of the week. So let's add in, I don't know, a supermarket.
超市。超 means super.
Mm-hmm.
是 market.
And that's a different 是 from is.
It's exactly the same pronunciation. Okay. Obviously, different character.
Yeah. So the supermarket, 超市.
Mm-hmm.
Could I say 这是超市?
对呀.
This is the supermarket.
对.
Okay. What about a bank? Sometimes it's very useful to know where a bank is.
对,银行。银行。银行。 Yin means silver, money.
Oh, okay.
Hang means a business or a shop.
A shop for silver, yep. Yin hang.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and one more, a restaurant.
Fan dian.
Fan dian.
Yeah, in this case, fan means rice or meal.
Rice, okay.
Dian is a shop.
Okay, so a shop selling rice, a restaurant. Fan dian.
对.
So could I say, fan dian zai nar?
Fan dian zai zhar.
谢谢. Okay, I think that's where we're going to leave it because my head is completely muddled with the tones and with all these different words. We will, of course, pick these words up next time because we're going to take this topic a little further next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a reminder that you can access the video versions of these lessons along with the lesson notes and bonus audio long learning content, which will help you improve your Chinese and build your vocabulary further. And that's all available on the Coffee Break Academy, and you can find the links to everything at coffeebreakchinese.com. It's also just a good opportunity to remind you that we would love you to head over to iTunes and leave a review and let us know what you think of Coffee Break Chinese. That helps us develop the show further and gives us ideas as to where we can take this and what you want to learn.
Come and practice your Chinese in Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese.
And it will be lovely to see you all there practicing your Chinese. You can introduce yourselves now. You can show off your number knowledge and everything else. There is also content on Twitter, and that's at twitter.com/learnchinese. We're Learn Chinese on Twitter. That's it for this episode. 谢谢,再见。再见。 You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.